Well, we have a call for the government to acknowledge that child sex trafficking is a problem in New Zealand. It comes as sex abuse counsellors claim that it's a growing industry here. We're even aware of one case of a 9-year-old girl who was tied to her bed by her mother and forced to have sex with men. Natalie Thorburn has been doing research in this area. She's spoken to dozens of young women forced into prostitution. And morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Can you give us some context around this? It is a problem, is it? If it is, how big is this problem?
It's definitely a problem. Any situation where young people are being raped repeatedly by a number of men so that one person can make a profit from it is a problem. It's impossible to gauge the extent of the problem. It's secretive and it's hidden.
And what are these women telling you?
They are telling me about a range of situations where they are being forced to submit to clients raping them. Often the perpetrators are posing as their boyfriends and insisting that they do things that they don't want to do and using violence and coercion when they don't.
And when we refer to trafficking, this is not overseas trafficking?
No. So within New Zealand's legislation, it allows for trafficking within domestic borders.
What do you want to see done about this?
I think the first step is to develop a really robust shared definition of what constitutes trafficking. At the moment, as you say, we do see it as something that happens internationally or across borders, and we need to understand and recognise when it's happening here. Until we do that, individual agencies won't be equipped to respond appropriately.
What do you think constitutes child sex trafficking?
I think any situation in which someone under 18 is forced to provide sexual services when they don't want to, it constitutes trafficking.
You're obviously getting a lot of horrific stories, are you, when you get a 9-year-old girl who's tied to a bed by her mother forced to have sex with me. I mean, this is pretty this is awful stuff.
That is. That actually wasn't a story told to me. It was told to an Auckland counsellor who often works with those sorts of cases. But yes, you're right. The stories are very depressing and very heartbreaking at times. But the girls also show remarkable resilience.
Is the legislation, surely the legislation is there to deal with it?
It is. The problem is we don't seem to be using that legislation. So since we changed the definition to include domestic trafficking, there has yet to be any convictions under the trafficking laws for sexual related crime.
Who's not using it? Is it the police? Is it the courts? Who is it?
I'm really not qualified to speak to that. I mean, my experience is talking to victims and hearing their stories. I haven't delved into what the police are not doing.
Thank you for your time. That is Natalie Thorburn, who is a social researcher.